Congress enacted the Indian Child Welfare Act, or ICWA, in 1978 in response to the high number of Native American children being removed from their homes. Donnie Flegel is a board member for the National ICWA Association. She says tribes are in a better position than the state to help Native families and to provide other governmental services.
I think that the state can recognize tribal governments and should, and realize how beneficial it is to have tribal governments in these communities. After the state stopped supporting municipalities in a large way several years back, it was the tribal governments that stepped up to maintain roads and to provide social services and health care. So I think that it's time to realize that there's Alaska Native Americans here in Alaska, and let's get on with it and work together as a partner.
But Governors Frank Murkowski, Sarah Palin, and now Sean Parnell all chose to not recognize tribal status, even though the Alaska Supreme Court has upheld tribal sovereignty in several lawsuits. Troy Ide is the former U.S. Attorney for Colorado, now in private practice and chair of the Indian Law and Order Commission. He's critical of the state's approach to law and order for Alaska Natives.
There is less cooperation among governments, and there is less respect for the concept of tribal sovereignty here than there is in other parts of the United States.
Ide says the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act of 1971 didn't affect certain tribal rights, and the state hasn't any grounds for disputing tribal jurisdiction.
The idea that the state could somehow not respect that or honor that is absurd. It has to respect and honor that. It's unless Congress were to speak and do something different, that's been the law in the United States since long before Alaska became a state. And nothing changed subsequently in terms of 1971 or any of the subsequent congressional acts. Nothing has changed that.
Commissioner Carol Goldberg, a professor at the University of California, Los Angeles Law School, says not only do tribes have the right to exercise broader jurisdiction, all Alaskans would benefit if they did.
In places where tribal courts are exercising more authority over domestic relations matters, the dockets for those cases at the state court level have been declining dramatically. So, simply on the basis of saving state taxpayers costs of administering a state judicial system, there is a benefit that extends way beyond tribal communities.
Goldberg says in addition to child welfare and other family matters, tribes could also exercise jurisdiction over land.
There are lands, including native allotments and town sites, that are federal lands in Alaska, which count as Indian country under federal law. And as a result of that, the tribes do have legal authority over those lands, whether they own them or not.
Ide and Goldberg noted several other issues affecting justice for Alaska Natives: the need for more support for the homeless, for increased law enforcement in rural Alaska, and for expanded enforcement and programs to prevent substance and alcohol abuse. Goldberg says the lack of local jails and prisons make the re-entry of offenders into villages more difficult.
They may be transported to detention centers far from Alaska, as far away as Arizona or Colorado, and they may return to their communities more hardened as a result of the experiences they've had in those facilities.
The Indian Law and Order Commissioners also noted the need for funding and training for tribal courts. Their report will come out in April of 2013. When contacted for this story, a representative of the Department of Law said the state has no comment at this time. Reporting in Anchorage, I'm Jacqueline Estes.